with sunshine on Thursday and a high of 64. 30% chance. I was going to say a small chance of rain, and it is. Just a 30% chance of rain on Friday with a high of 57. Back to sunshine Saturday and mostly sunny on Sunday. 54 Saturday, 59 on Sunday. We have 56 right now in downtown Butler. I'm Tracy Morgan in the Next Year Bank studios. Next Year Bank, your hometown community bank. Dave Malarkey's up next with It's Your Turn. Thanks for joining us and have a good day.
And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey. 724-283-2525. It's Butler County's only live call-in talk show. It's your turn on 680 AM WISR and worldwide on the internet at WISR680.com. It's your turn, 724-283-2525. And now, it's your turn with Dave Malarkey.
Hi, good afternoon once again, everyone. Welcome. Nice to have you with us on a beautiful day in Pennsylvania. I don't think so. Yeah, pretty wet out there. Just talking with our guests who are here in the studio for the first portion of our program today. At least it's not bitterly cold. I mean, usually you get to this time of year, you think of a cold rain where it's like 39 or 40 degrees and it's just brutal. At least it's not too cold, although we are really, really soggy today. We're going to talk about a wonderful program that I have become aware of in recent years nationwide, Wreaths Across America. And I understand we're going to start doing it locally. Two guests here in the studio to talk about it. Let's say hello, first of all, to Donna Croft. Donna, nice to meet you today. Nice to have you here today.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be here.
And also with us today in the studio is Chuck Veazey. Chuck, same thing. Nice to have you here today.
Thanks for having us. We're really excited to be here.
So, I don't know, 2 or 3 years ago was the first time I could remember seeing a video on TV. It was actually Arlington National Cemetery. And the story was that wreaths were being placed on all of the graves for the upcoming holiday season. And then, of course, the camera pulls back and you say, oh, my gosh, there's thousands of them. I had no idea that there was going to be a local component. Well, I guess it's brand new, right, Chuck? You're just trying to get that started this year?
This is our first year. A few years ago, my sister had mentioned to me about what they were doing in Arlington, and when I heard about it, I wanted to go. Our family's very patriotic. My father's a Vietnam veteran, so we wanted to go and see what it was about, and it was amazing. And when
you went to Arlington?
I did, yes, with my two kids. And then last year we did it locally here because we found out that it was also available in, or it can be done at local cemeteries. Mm-hmm. And I thought, why can't we do this here? There's so many veterans in this area, and it's a way to pay respect to those. Mm-hmm. And I had heard about Donna, that she was doing it up here at Diamond Park, and so let's make this a lot bigger than what it is. You know, let's bring it to the area.
Well, let's talk about Donna's involvement at Diamond Park. First of all, you're a member of the local chapter of the DAR,
the
right?
General Richard Butler chapter of the National Society of the Daughters of the American Revolution.
It's quite a mouthful. You know?
It is. And by the way, we'll be celebrating our 100th anniversary in June.
Really?
Yes. But anyway, we've actually been doing Wreaths Across America for 2 years down at Diamond Park, but not at a cemetery. So as part of DAR, there are three main objectives to DAR. Patriotism is one of them, education, and preserving American history. And I'm very passionate about, all three, but I'm especially passionate about our veterans. And so I try to find activities and things that our group can do to promote patriotism. And I was reading about Wreaths Across America several years ago, and I thought, this is something that we should bring to Butler.
Mm-hmm.
So our group got on board, and 2 years ago, we started doing it down at Diamond Park, just the ceremony portion, not actually laying wreaths, which we'll be doing this year for the first time. And it's a very, very moving ceremony. It's beautiful.
Well, as I said to Chuck, I've seen it on TV, and it's moving even if you see a 30-second story at the end of a newscast, you know, at the holiday season. One of the first questions I have is, where do the wreaths come from?
So they come from Maine. There is a family that started an organization in 2007 up in Maine, and they make all the wreaths in Maine. And I think it's about a week or two before the Wreaths Across America Day, which is this year's December 14th. Mm-hmm. All the tractor trailers line up, load them up, and then they start, you know, driving them to Arlington and all throughout the country to where they need to go.
It's also overseas as well. It's not just within our country. There are other countries that do the same thing that we do. And it's all on the same day. Everything is done on the same day across country at the same time.
Logistically, it's an incredible thing to think about.
It is.
And this is, all the wreaths come from one place in Maine?
That's correct.
Wow. Is this a company or a wealthy family? I mean, this would take some enormous financial resources to do that.
I think his name is Morrill Worcester.
Yes.
He's the owner of a wreath company up there. And I think that one year he had extra wreaths on hand at the end of the season, and mm-hmm. he didn't know what to do with them. And he had been to Arlington and just admired that place so much that he decided maybe they could put a few wreaths on the older part of the cemetery there as a starting point. And it's just grown tremendously.
Are these wreaths that are made out of real live pine?
Balsam, yes.
Pine branches?
They are.
So they're not artificial plastic things.
No.
They're the real deal. It's amazing.
It is.
Amazing. Now, at Arlington, pretty easy to know where there's a veteran's grave. It's all of them. What will you do here locally? Or are your plans to work on one particular cemetery, Chuck, or at least to get started? Or what are you going to do?
Yeah, so for this year, we're going to be at the Butler North Main Street Cemetery. Mm-hmm. You're just going outside of town up on the left side there. And what happens is on Memorial Day, a lot of the veterans organizations put American flags down where veterans are laid to rest. So we use that as our guide. I spent a few hours up there that week going through the cemetery, seeing how many were there and, you know, logistically what we need to do to make that happen, you know, in December.
What happens if it's snowing on December 14th?
It's rain or shine. Snow,
you do it anyway, huh?
Do it anyway. Last year it was rain.
It was, and it's a community event, so it is open to the community to come and be a part of it.
I was just going to ask you, are you recruiting volunteers to put out all these wreaths? How do you do it? This is going to take a lot of human power.
Well, we have a Cub Scout pack that is they're going to be fundraising for it. I'm working it as a service project. We also have a local troop. We also have a Girl Scout troop that is going to be a part of it as well.
Some of the veterans organizations have actually offered their services. They want to be a part of it. So I don't think we'll have any trouble at all with volunteers.
We'll have plenty of volunteers on the day of.
Do you have to order these from this place in Maine, say, here we are in Butler, we'd like to get involved with this, and we'd like X number of wreaths? Is that what you do?
Yep, we let them know what we need, and then so they can plan for it. And we've let them know we need 850. That's how many veterans are buried at the cemetery.
That's just at the North Main Cemetery?
Correct.
Right? Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
They're back from the Revolutionary War. There are graves there.
Hmm.
And then they send us seven ceremonial wreaths. And each of those wreaths represents a branch of the service, plus the POW MIA. And so we have somebody from each branch of the service who will place a wreath on a wreath stand to represent their branch to honor those who have fallen.
Will this also be done at the cemetery this year?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Is the public welcome to watch this and attend?
Absolutely. In fact, we encourage it. The mission of Wreaths Across America is to remember, honor, and teach. And all three of those are very important. We remember the fallen, we honor those that are serving, and we teach the young about the value of freedom. And the ceremony and the laying of the wreaths accomplishes all of that. That's why we're glad that there's a Cub Scout pack that's involved. Mm-hmm. It's a great opportunity for them, from an educational standpoint, to learn about, why they have the freedoms that they have.
And another thing that they encourage is that when you lay the wreath on the grave, you look at the name on that grave and you say the name. So it has meaning for you. And if you're so inclined, you can look up that person later on so it has more meaning for you.
It's a wonderful thing. It's a wonderful story.
It is.
One would hope that you could, in future years, expand the program locally to even more cemeteries.
Absolutely.
Do I dare say that?
Yes. And we think, this the first year is the hardest year because we want to build the awareness. Once the awareness is out there, we know the community is going to get behind it. This is a great area as far as veteran support. And once people know about it, we know they're going to get involved. And our goal is we want to do every cemetery in this area at some point.
What do you think, listeners? I'm sure most of you have seen the video during the holiday season for the past few years. How about this coming here to Butler locally? I think it's just terrific. Yeah.
And we're trying to sell the wreaths. That's our objective, too. There, with that many graves, we need to sell wreaths in order to have them shipped here. So they're $15 each. And
so how are you
very reasonable.
What's the campaign? How are you doing this, Donna? I mean, are you soliciting people? Or
we what? Are. You can also go online and you can order them online. You can www.waabutler.com is the website, and right from there it'll take you to the Wreaths Across America website. You can order the wreaths that way, and we have groups who are selling wreaths as well as a fundraiser.
We have, like we were saying, we have the Cub Scout pack, a Boy Scout troop. The Daughters for American Revolution is doing some fundraising, and we also have the middle school PTO here locally in Butler that's going to start fundraising. So we've got a lot of different groups that are behind it and excited to be a part of it.
So if we had private individuals who are listening now and wanted to buy a couple of wreaths, then they would agree to send their money, and then the wreath would be just placed on some veteran's grave.
Eventually, yes.
That's correct.
They would all come here. The thing is, you have to put the code in for our cemetery so that the wreaths don't go somewhere else.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a code that's on the website, too, for our particular area, our particular cemetery.
So let's give that website a couple more times, because sometimes that's a little tough to get when you're on the radio. It's WAA, which, of course, stands for Wreaths Across America.
Butler.com.
WAA, Butler.com.
That's correct.
And that'll get you there. So you don't, just so there's no confusion, you don't buy a wreath for a specific veteran. You just buy one or two or whatever and then donate them to the cause. Is that the deal?
That's a great question, Dave, and it's one that we get a lot of. We cannot do grave-specific this year. However, what we're going to do on the day of is if you have somebody at the cemetery who is buried there that you would like to personally put a wreath on their grave, mm-hmm. after the ceremony, we're going to give you a few minutes, a few-minute head start ahead of everybody else, so you can go out and have that moment with your friend, family member. That way you can have that personal moment with the person that you knew and loved.
Mm. Tremendous thing. We'll take a break. We'll come back and talk more about this program, Wreaths Across America. They're bringing this program here locally, starting out this year at North Main Cemetery on the outskirts of the city of Butler. We'll be back to talk more with our guests right after these words.
Auto accidents can be a terrifying experience. Injuries can occur at an impact of just 2 to 3 miles per hour. If you've had an accident, it's time to visit Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center. Doctors Lucas and Detweiler specialize in treating accident-related injuries from whiplash, soft tissue pain, and headaches to shoulder and arm pain, reduced range of motion, and disc damage. Let the professionals at Applewood Chiropractic provide you with the necessary benefits to aid you in your healing process. Applewood Chiropractic Health and Fitness Center, Thornapple Drive in Butler. Visit applewoodchiro.com.
Good Samaritan Hospice offers an educational resource to support you who care for your frail or ill loved ones. SeriousIllness.org/Pittsburgh. As experts in serious illness, we have worked with families providing pain and symptom management, emotional and spiritual support, and so much more. Choose Good Samaritan Hospice, 1-800-720-2557.
Welcome back. We're talking about wreaths across America. We have a couple of folks here who are involved in bringing this rather incredible program here locally. Starting this year, this holiday season at North Main Street Cemetery, but expanding hopefully in years to come. You have, Chuck Feezy, you have a fundraiser coming up here in not too much longer, in the middle of November, to help buy wreaths, right? Can you talk about that a little bit for our listeners?
Absolutely. So it's going to be on Sunday, November the 17th at the Family Bowl Away. It'll be from 11 to 2, and it's $20 per person, and that gets you 3 hours of bowling. It gets you your shoes and all the soft drinks, so it's a great value for families, and it's, you know, for a good cause. We're looking to fill up the bowling alley. We want to make it a huge event, as part of building awareness for what we're about, mm-hmm. and what we're trying to do.
And again, that's November 17th, which is a Sunday, right, you said?
It is.
Sunday. At Family Bowl Away on Fairground Hill Road, that's the huge and wonderful bowling complex about halfway up Fairground Hill Road.
And if anybody wants to reserve a spot, contact Chuck. Can I give out your phone number, Chuck?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
724-816-3256 if you want to reserve a lane for that event.
Mm-hmm. Talk a little bit about the Daughters of the American Revolution. Donna, is the national organization involved in this at all, or is it just locally?
Yes, actually, this year they've become a corporate sponsor for Wreaths Across America. And so I think that's fantastic. There's also a Wreaths Across America, they call it a mobile unit that comes to different areas, and it has movies and activities for children to teach them about Wreaths Across America. And DAR became a sponsor of that as well. It's not going to be here this year. We didn't learn about it until it was really too late. So we're hoping that next year that big mobile will come here in our area.
How long have you been involved in the Daughters of the American Revolution?
It's been about 7 or 8 years.
I know the local chapter's been around for a while.
Yeah, 100. It'll be 100 years in June. Mm. My mother did all my legwork back when I was in high school. She got me into it, but I never took advantage until a few years ago. And it's a wonderful, wonderful opportunity for women. And the only thing you have to do is prove your lineage back to the Revolutionary War, which we have genealogists who can help you with that. And we do a lot of wonderful projects.
Is it only women? Can men be members of the DAR?
They have their own organization, SAR, Sons of the American Revolution. There's also CAR, Children of the American Revolution. So it's a very active organization throughout the country and mm-hmm. abroad. There are units abroad as well.
Hmm. And the Butler organization is pretty active?
We are. We do a lot of community projects. Robin's Home is one of our pet projects right now, which is the home for female homeless veterans, mm-hmm. and we've been helping them. We're in the parade. We'll be in the Veterans Day Parade, and right now, Wreaths Across America, we're trying to promote that as much as we can.
So you have, I'm interested because I have no idea how you would find out whether or not you had lineage back to the American Revolution. That's a long time ago.
Right. Well, we do have genealogists who can research that for you, and they're very knowledgeable, and they're really wonderful at doing that.
I guess that's become easier these days with the Internet and the computer and
yes,
all that stuff, huh?
Indeed.
Yeah. And you may be from an immigrant family, but you could still have ties.
Sure.
There were people from other countries who were involved in the American Revolution.
Our national organization is in Washington, D.C., and it encompasses an entire block of Washington, D.C. It's huge. It's beautiful.
I've started reading about the War of Independence in recent years. I intend to become a little bit more well-read. I'm probably like most folks. I could tell you some facts and so on and so forth from, you know, history classes when I was in school, but I've never really delved into it, in depth.
Right. That's none of our goals is education. We want to educate, just like Reads Across America, one of their three goals is educating our youth, and it's so important that our youth learn about our history, our American history, the right way, and that what our country was founded on. And so much of that is lacking in our schools today. They're taught so many things, but they're not taught, to me, they're not taught the important things about our values, our what our country was founded on.
And if you're interested
and
in
the respect, you know, for all these men and women who have died for our freedoms. You know, I don't think our youth appreciate that.
It's a real possibility. You can visit a lot of sites if you become interested in the American Revolution.
Absolutely.
You know, Lexington and Concord and
Gettysburg, although that's a nearby one. But
Yorktown, where the British surrendered under Lord Cornwallis, thanks to our friends the French. That's something else that I never learned in history class. If it hadn't been for the French blockading Yorktown Harbor, Cornwallis would never have surrendered. So, hats off. Marquis
Chuck's sister here is actually a member also of DAR.
Really?
She is. Yeah. And she used, she it was, she told me a lot about the background that has to be done. Because they have to know. And, you know, like with the group you were talking about, they have those people in place to help with that. She told me for me to join the Sun, that's real easy because she already did the work. So
I suppose if people, there are a lot of people hearing about this for the first time, there's probably a national website for DAR,
there
right?
Is. They can, yeah, DAR.org.
Check that out, Google it, and get information if you're interested.
Absolutely.
In becoming active.
Mm. Or you can just Google Wreaths Across America and find out a wealth of information about that as well.
Mm-hmm. So you're pretty well set for volunteers for the distribution of the wreaths. Hmm?
Absolutely.
At this point, anyway.
Mm-hmm. But anyone can help.
Absolutely, the more the merrier.
Anyone.
Were you in Arlington, Chuck, whenever the wreaths had been laid? Actually, I've been doing this at Arlington much longer than I realized. I was looking at some statistics here from the website, and the millionth wreath was placed at Arlington 7 years ago. So they've been at this for a while.
Absolutely.
Did you visit the cemetery when the wreaths were there?
That was the first time that I visited Arlington. I had no understanding how big it was, what it was about. I just knew that I wanted to be a part of that. And that day, and I thought it would be a great experience for my children to be a part of it. Mm-hmm. So we decided to go, and it was, I mean, seeing all those wreaths, because they for about 5 or 6 years now, they've been able to put a wreath on every gravestone at Arlington. And it's just amazing to look out and see all that.
If you've never been there, my parents took the kids in the family to Arlington when we were quite small. And then I have a great uncle who's buried there. He was a career Marine. And wow, I can remember his funeral. You talk about, you know, I was a teenager at the time, but you talk about being impressed. You know, they had the riderless horse with the backward boot and the caisson with the coffin and everything. And unbelievable. But if you've never been there, you have no idea how big Arlington Cemetery is. It's gigantic.
It is, and the history in there, you know. Most people don't know who owned that property before it was Arlington. It was Robert E. Lee.
Robert E. Lee.
Yeah, I mean, which is a wild story, you know. And
his house is still there.
It is.
Yeah. It's not very far, as I recall, from the eternal flame of the John F. Kennedy grave.
Mm-hmm.
It sits on a hill not too far away from it. And by the way, when you're in that particular area, you can look right down on Washington, D.C., because you're on a, it's not up on a mountain, but it's up on a hill, and you
it
can
is.
Look right down on the city. Very impressive. Very solemn.
It is.
But very impressive. Yeah.
You know, when you're out there and you're looking down through the mall like that, it makes you proud of being American when you see all the history and you see, you know, everything that has happened and, you know, all the sacrifices that have been made for us.
I wonder if they're doing that at some of the other national cemeteries. You know, we have the Cemetery of the Alleghenies, I think
they
it's
do
called.
They do. Yes, they do.
Yeah.
Yes.
It's down south of Pittsburgh. Because Arlington is close to being full, and so they've developed some other national cemeteries. Mm-hmm. Now, I've never been to the one, the Allegheny Cemetery of the Mountains.
It's a beautiful cemetery as well.
Yeah, have you been there?
I have been. I went to a funeral there once. It's very moving to see all those graves, just knowing that they were all serving our country.
Yeah, I was blessed to. Some years ago, be able to travel to Normandy. I was doing some research on World War II and went to the American Cemetery above Omaha Beach.
I've been there as well.
One of the most moving things in life.
It is.
To stand
it's
there
incredible.
And look out over Omaha Beach, and as far as you can see, it's just row after row after row of crosses and Stars of David. Americans.
No, it's very, very touching.
Killed there.
And you walk on the sand there, and you just try to picture that horrible day. Mm-hmm. And it just gives you chills.
Yeah, and it's like a little resort town now down below the cemetery, which is
people
amazing.
People swim there, and it's...
Yeah. Well, those are the kind of things that we need to reflect on. And it's one of the missions of your organization,
right.
The Daughters of the American Revolution. And one of the best ways we can do about it, we can do that, is programs like this, Reads Across America.
Absolutely. You know, and that's, I think it's a great way to remember why we have the freedoms that we have and honor these men and women for their service and their sacrifice.
Hmm. Well, if you'd like to participate, if you'd like to help, a couple of ways you can do it. First of all, you can circle Sunday, November 17th on your calendar. If you want to go bowling that day, if you're not going bowling, you might want to contribute to the fundraiser that day.
There'll be lots of baskets there as well, if you're interested
okay.
in baskets.
Good. Yeah, so that's another way to raise a little bit of money. And you can also, if you're so inclined, buy some wreaths. To be distributed around North Main Cemetery this year. And you can do that online. Can you go through that process again for us, Donna, for folks who weren't with us earlier?
All you have to do is go to the website, waabutler.com, and it'll take you right to the website, and you can purchase your wreaths right there if you so desire.
WAA, standing for Wreaths Across America, of course.
Or you can contact either one of us. We have lots of forms that we'd be happy to fill out for you.
And the wreaths cost $15 each, did you say?
$15 each, mm-hmm. Which is very, very reasonable, I think.
Mm-hmm. And I'm sure if you go online, waa.butler, you can pay online with a credit card or something.
Absolutely.
Well, I hope that we are alerting people to the program, because it's kind of new for our area, and that's why we wanted you to come in here today to talk about it, to spread the word.
Absolutely, and we really thank
you. Yes, thank you for having us.
Well, it's a wonderful program. My goodness, it's the least we can do. And again, the day that they're all going to be placed at North Main Cemetery will be December 14th.
12 noon.
And I hope after they're all placed there and everybody kind of steps back, we get a little nice, gentle snowfall.
Oh, that would be
lovely. Put a little snow on the wreaths. What a picture that'll make. Take lots of pictures, too, by the way, when you're up there.
We will, for sure.
Yeah, that'll be quite a sight. Thank you for your efforts in getting this program started. And thanks for being here today to talk about it.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah. Donna Croft is here, and Chuck Veazey. They are the co-coordinators, the co-local coordinators for Wreaths Across America. It's not just at Arlington. Well, this year, at least, it's not going to be just at Arlington Cemetery anymore. Thanks, folks.
Thank you.
More to come. And it's your turn. Stick around. We'll get our next guest here in the studio on the Tuesday edition, the wet, soggy Tuesday edition of It's Your Turn on WSR. Stick around. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
In 2019, Tri-River celebrates 25 years as your Butler neighbor, providing exceptional musculoskeletal care in the community.
Hi, I'm Dr. Tom Mazzanegro, known by many as Dr. Muzzy, and I'm an orthopedic hip and knee surgeon. Patients do best when they are engaged with the process, educated, and invested in their own well-being. At Tri-Rivers, the patient is at the center of everything we do.
To learn more or to schedule an appointment, visit TriRiversMSK.com or call 1-866-874-7483.
The Battery Warehouse Plus family is proud to announce the opening of West End Tire and Service, formerly Seaman Tire Services. Keeping commerce alive in Butler is important, and at West End Tire and Service, they vow to keep the same great people and great service that Seaman's provided for years by offering a vast selection of tires, installation, and service. West End Tire and Service is looking forward to serving the community and expanding their service offerings in the near future. Stop by West End Tire and Service, 459 West Cunningham Street in Butler, or call 724-287-6973.
Welcome your fall morning with the best fall breakfast at Michael's Restaurant. In the fall, mornings are chilly and you just don't want to get up. But head to Michael's Restaurant and savor their pumpkin pancakes, cornmeal mush, or their popular buckwheat pancakes. Breakfast lovers, it's worth getting out of bed for. I promise.
The Penguins head south for a battle in Sunrise, Florida on Tuesday night, matching up for the first time this year with the Panthers. Penguins live pregame on the air at 6:30 p.m., and then it's the Pens and the Cats at 7 from BB&T Center. Tune in on the Penguins Radio Network.
Pittsburgh Penguins hockey brought to you in part by Fairground Market, Negley's Bottled Water and Coffee Services, Rower Concrete, Next Tier Bank, Demise's Auto Body, Butler Agway, Cash Dollar and Associates. Also brought to you in part by A&D Heating and Cooling, Vin and Joe's Inn, Tom C's Cafe, Monday's Shoes, and Schneider 1 Hour Heating and Air Conditioning.
Welcome back. It's the Tuesday edition. It's your turn here on WISR, the soggy and rainy and wet Tuesday edition. Gene Bowen joins us here in the studio next. Gene, good to see you. It always is.
Nice to see you, too, today.
Yeah, we want to talk about a program coming up, not too distant future, actually, Bundle Up Butler. And what's the deal? What's this program all about, Gene?
Okay, so it is a week from today, October 29th, and it is to provide children and our seniors with coats.
Which we will need. Unfortunately, before too much longer.
Yeah, unfortunately. At least it's warm today.
Yeah, a harbinger of things to come, though, the rain. Even though temperatures are in the 50s, when it's so soggy, you got that kind of wet chill thing going, you know?
It's a good day for a blanket and a cup of soup.
So when Bundle Up Butler is next Tuesday, a week from today, when and where?
It is from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m., and we are moving this year to the Cubs Hall.
Oh, so that's a new location.
It is a new location, so we want to make sure everybody's aware of the new location.
Mm-hmm. Cubs Hall is on South McCain Street. Yeah, it is South McCain. It's the
actually 113 South McCain Street.
First block. I think East Jefferson is the dividing line between North and South. South McCain Street. I think most folks know where the Cubs Hall is.
Yeah.
So, if you're a needy family or there's no need to pre-register or anything, you can just go.
Show up at the event. We will make sure you get coats.
Where do all the coats come from?
The coats come from coat drives. They come from, we go out and buy a lot of brand new coats. And Boss Calls works with us, too. They have a Friends Helping Friends event that we participate in, and then we also buy coats from them. They also provide us with bags for you to take your coats home with you. And there's a lot of people that do coat drives, a lot of the churches, some of the schools. So it's a big event.
You're with the Center for Community Resources. Are they involved in organizing this, Gene?
They are. We take gently used coats year round, and we make sure that their buttons are on and all that good stuff, and then we separate, and the day of the event you get a personal shopper to walk around with you and find the coat you need.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Well, that's kind of handy.
Yeah, it's very nice. We have about 35 to 40 volunteers from all over the county. A bunch of businesses get involved with us. This year, we're glad to partner with Aldi's. They're going to be a part of it. Next Tier Bank is a part of it. Dollar Bank is a part of it. Maurice's is a part of it. So there's lots of people that get involved. And if you have a gently used coat that you would like to donate, you can, rather than try to find a parking space downtown, you can drop it off at Dollar Bank, which is beside the driver's license center.
Mm-hmm.
Or you can drop it off at Maurice's, and Maurice's will give you 20% off an item when you drop off a coat. So
For folks who don't know where Maurice's is, where is it?
It is beside Aldi's at the plaza that has Walmart and Target.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's Butler Crossing, I think. Yeah, I get think them confused, too.
Me, too. Moraine Point Plaza and Butler Crossing. But it is Butler Crossing, you're correct.
Newcastle Road, that's the place. Mm-hmm. And you said coats could be dropped off beside the driver's license center in the Point Plaza Shopping Center? Is that
at
what you're talking
Dollar
about?
Bank.
Oh, okay.
So they're on Newcastle Road across from Eaton Park in that plaza there.
And you can do that any time between now and beginning of next week, I guess, huh?
You can do it even after that because we're going to continue, you know, we have a place to store them for next year even, so if we need to. But we also are doing an event called Stand Down, which is for the veterans. It is Friday, November 1st, so next Friday, and we will have some coats at that event, too.
Nothing that's more sad for me when I see on a winter day a kid walking along the sidewalk not appropriately dressed.
And we work with the school districts. If any of the school districts have a child coming in, that we will discreetly get you a coat to send home with them.
Discreetly is important because, you know, you don't want people to be stigmatized here. You want to, you know, make sure they maintain their dignity. Some folks might be hesitant to come in. Please go.
Yeah, please. Nobody's going to. We do ask you to write your name down and what coat you need. However, we don't share that with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
It's just for our own records. So we can judge how many coats we need the next year and sizes and those things. It's more for statistics than anything.
Do you take, we're talking about kids, can adults come and get a coat for like a donation or something?
Yeah, we ask that any adult that can gives a $5 donation that helps us then buy coats for the following year.
Mm-hmm. Butler Health System and the Butler Cubs are cooperating to help put this on, I guess. Huh?
Also, yeah, Butler Health System runs the group called AmeriCorps, and they will be there being a part of the event.
Are you pretty well staffed for volunteers for this distribution?
You can still volunteer. However, you do have to have your clearances to volunteer, because anything involved with kids in the state of Pennsylvania requires you to have clearances. However, those clearances are free and normally print out right after you do them.
Mm-hmm. That's become pretty much standard procedure these days.
Yeah.
Kind of a sad commentary, but that's the way it is. In fact, most people that I know have them for one reason or another, something
Correct.
They've been involved with.
If you do anything at the school districts, you have to have them. If you're the room mother, you have to have clearances. So, you know, it's an easy thing to get, and I have it all printed out on a sheet that I can send you, and it'll help you get through the computer, or you can come in and use the computer at CCR to get them. So
you mentioned gently used coats. A lot of families may have these in the attic somewhere or in a back closet where, kids may have outgrown them 10 years ago. But they're still very, very usable coats.
Correct. And that's, yeah, please drop them off. Boys have a tendency to wear their coats out, girls not so much. So we do get a lot more girls' coats than we do boys. So if you have a gently used boys' coat, we will be happy to take it. We'll take any coats. But
how do you tell the difference between a boys' coat and a girls' coat? Color?
Sometimes there isn't any difference. There, you know, the puffy coats that the kids wear, it's hard to tell the difference.
We're talking about just coats here, right? Not gloves or anything?
Oh, no, we have gloves and hats.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. The churches have been very generous. Some of them have knitting clubs that get together once a week, and they we have been the benefactor of their handiwork.
Mm-hmm.
So we do have gloves and hats, and we don't have boots, but we do have gloves and hats to go with the coats.
Has the Center for Community Resources been spearheading this Bundle Up Butler program for a while, or is this something that's relatively new? Or
For the 10 years I've been at Center for Community Resources, we've been doing Bundle Up Butler, so it's not new. We've been a part of it for the past 10 years.
Well, the big story this year is the new location.
It is.
So forget about where it used to be. And we don't want to confuse people, but it's going to be at the Cubs Hall this year.
Yeah, we'll all be inside and warm.
That's true. Yeah, it was a little chilly before, wasn't it?
Yeah, it could be, depending on the day.
Next Tuesday is the day for the distribution of the coats, Tuesday, October 29th. And probably not a day too soon, you know. We have had snow by Halloween.
We have.
It's not common, but it's not unheard of either.
And we've had some chilly nights here recently, too, so I'm sure some people would like to have them.
Last week, I got out my heavier coat. We had 4 days last week with at least light frost, so.
Yeah, it was chilly, so it's unfortunately, it's coming.
Take a break. We'll talk more with Jean. It's always nice to have her visiting with us here on It's Your Turn on WISR. Take a break, and we'll be back to chat more with her in just a moment. One of our sponsors on the program today is Butler Motor Tours. Folks, the holiday season is fast approaching, really fast. If you're interested in getting away for a day or two, maybe just an evening or maybe a little longer, they've got lots of trip ideas through Butler Motor Tours. One thing I want to mention straight away, and that's the great display of lights down at Ogle Bay. Down in West Virginia, the Festival of Lights. They've been doing this for many, many years. But a lot of folks are thinking, oh, I don't know whether I want to drive to West Virginia and then especially drive back in the pitch dark to see the Festival of Lights. Well, you could take a trip on one of their luxury coaches. You don't have to worry about driving or anything else down to Ogle Bay. They're actually taking two trips down there, one in mid-November, shortly before Thanksgiving, and then another one in early December, December 8th. So check out their website, butlerbus.com. They've got more information on these two trips. A nice evening. They've got other trips coming up, too. Some of them are pretty neat. Just before Thanksgiving, a trip to Asheville, North Carolina, to the Biltmore, the huge mansion down there. All decorated for Christmas, built more by candlelight. They're also taking a trip to Nashville Country Christmas at the Opryland Hotel, or maybe you prefer Tennessee, Pigeon Forge for a Smoky Mountain Christmas. That's a three-day trip in early December. Again, all of these trips through Butler Motor Tours. It's a local company. They're on South Monroe Street in Butler. They've been taking folks from our area to places near and far for more than 75 years. Their website, easy to remember, butlerbus.com. Butlerbus.com. The Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, located at 140 Newcastle Road. It's about halfway up Newcastle Hill, just down from the State Police Barracks. This is the Butler area's newest funeral home, Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home, the first and only value-designed funeral home built specifically for that purpose. A funeral home that offers styles, types, and levels of service that others are not able or willing to offer. They can transfer all prearranged funeral services and policies as well. It's an entirely new idea. It's local, and there's a hometown gentleman running the operation, Spencer D. Geibel. Spencer D. Geibel Funeral Home and Cremation Services, 140 Newcastle Road in Butler. Not affiliated with any other funeral home. Chatting with Gene Bowen. Gene's been with the Center for Community Resources here in Butler for quite a few years now. We often talk with you about tax preparation with the CCR. Is there any news on that for the coming tax season?
Well, the big news was the Tax and Jobs Act last year. They have refined some of the forms for this coming year. So last year there were 6 schedules. This year there's only 3 schedules. So the 1040 has now went from your half-page postcard to 3/4 of a page on both sides. So that, quote, postcard no longer exists.
And I doubted that from the very beginning whenever they said you were going to be able to file your taxes on a postcard. I said, baloney. I'll see that. I'll believe that when I see it.
Exactly. And if you're used to doing, they got rid of the 1040-Z and, you know, so a lot of people were used to using that and it was a simple one-page form and that no longer exists. However, they did hear the senior population loud and clear, and they now have a 1040 SR that is strictly for people over 65 that could do an easy form.
Wow. Huh. So you're in the process now of training for all these changes so that you're ready to ramble come tax season?
We are. I just attended a 4-day conference to get up to speed so that I can teach classes to everyone else. So if you have some math skills and some computer skills and would love to learn how to do taxes, we would love to have you. You can call me at the Center for Community Resources at 724-431-3732 and we can go into more detail about how to be a VITA volunteer and learn how to do taxes and help our low-income neighbors file their tax returns.
VITA is an acronym, stands for
Volunteer Income Tax Assistance.
I see. And that's a program that's not only approved by the federal government. I mean, the IRS wants people to use that if they can.
They actually do. And if you go on to irs.gov and type in VITA, they're going to tell you where the closest one to you is.
Mm-hmm. So when will you start offering tax preparation? Right after the first of the year?
It'll be closer to the end of January. We'll start taking appointments somewhere around the 17th of January, and then the actual appointments will start that next to the last week in January.
I guess that's right, because the mandatory deadline for employers and banks and everything to get the necessary information to their employees or customers, that's the end of January, I think.
Correct.
That hasn't changed, has it?
No, that has not changed. Everybody has to have their information out by the 30th of January. And so you should get your information by that first week of February. Those that get it early, because a lot of us can go on and print our own W-2 off on the computer after the first of the year. So some people do get all their information early.
You have to wonder about these people behind the scenes at the IRS. Why do they come out with all these complicated changes every year, you know? I know you can't say anything bad about it.
Yeah, they do help fund this program so that we can provide it for free. So, you know, however, I sometimes wonder myself what possesses them to make some of these rules.
It's going to be exasperating, you know.
I think tax preparers lobby well. to keep their jobs.
Because you know, for the average person, I mean, it's just too complex. The eyes glaze over. The head spins around, you know.
I always laugh at people to tell me, oh, yeah, I started my tax return 2 weeks ago. I'm still working on it. You know, most of ours take 45 minutes to an hour, if that, and we file electronically for the VITA program so that it's going right away. And
it gets your refund a lot quicker that way, too.
And we prefer to direct deposit, so then, yes, you are getting your refund quicker.
Mm-hmm. More and more people are going to that, I think, even people are not going through the VITA program.
They are. However, I warn against going with these people that say, hey, we're going to get your refund early for you. We're going to give you a check the day we do your tax return. If you look at the charges, it doesn't make up for, you know, VITA gets your tax return usually within 7 to 10 working days if it's a simple return. Mm-hmm. And
without taking a cut like these companies, some of these companies
correct.
Do.
Correct. If you would look at the interest rate, they don't call it an interest rate. They call it a fee. Mm-hmm. But technically, they're charging you interest on your own money.
Well, I'm glad you're all boned up on these new changes, and you can start teaching your volunteers about what they need to know.
We work well with Slippery Rock University. We get about 23 interns from Slippery Rock that are students. It's a win-win for everyone. The students get well-educated on tax returns and just carrying on a conversation with a client. It gives them a lot of experience, and so they're getting a skill to use as they graduate.
Mm-hmm.
And you're getting your tax return done. We also get students from BC3 that do the same thing. They attend a training. Most of them have had a tax class and some accounting classes, the majority of them, and they're really good tax preparers.
It's a good experience for them as well.
It is.
Well, let us know whenever that thing is ready to roll. That'll be probably shortly after the holidays. We'll be getting ready to talk about that in more detail.
Yeah, I'll come back and talk about it, talk about the offices. We are going to add a new office this year. Well, so
excellent, excellent.
Come back and talk about that at another day.
Gene Bowen is with the Center for Community Resources. There are some folks who might not be familiar with the organization. First of all, your headquarters is on South Main Street, right?
It is. We're located at 212-214 South Main Street. For those longtime folks of Butler, we're across from Miller's Shoes.
Right across the street from Miller's Shoes, yeah.
We're in between what used to be Troutman's and Jaffe's.
That would be for a long time ago, residents of Butler.
It is now the Motorcycle Shop and Holly Point.
Mm-hmm. So what else besides what we've been talking about here today, the VITA tax program and bundle up, which we will review the details of that momentarily. What other services are offered through the community Center for Community Resources?
If you need a resource, you can call our INR line. We will try to find that resource at all costs to get you a resource to help with whatever you need. And you can call our information and referral line, and it is 724-431-3748. And we can direct you to any of our services. We have services for early intervention that goes from 0 to 3 years old up to aging waivers for seniors. So we cover anything from birth to death.
Aging waivers for seniors? What's
aging
that all about?
Aging waivers for seniors, I don't know that I do it justice, but what that is if you want to remain in your home and you are Medicare eligible and Medicaid eligible, they will provide some services for you in your home, and they will provide somebody to come in and do those services.
Mm.
It is, you know, it is a state program, and so there are some forms to fill out, and, you know, there's things that you have to qualify for to be able to participate in aging waivers. However, if you want to know more about it, you can call us or you can call the Area Agency on Aging.
You mentioned something, and I'm sorry, I was trying to take notes while you were talking, Gene. I may have copied this down wrong. Your IRN line, INR line?
That's information and referral.
Oh, okay. Information and referral number.
Yes, and so we can provide you, and it may not even be our agency that can help you, but we're going to get you connected to other agencies in Butler County that can help you.
Hey, that's the problem a lot of people face. They don't know which agency they should contact, you know.
Exactly, and that's why we have an information and referral line to get you to whoever can provide the best route to what you need.
And what was that number again for that information and referral line?
It is 724-431-3748.
3748. Is that during regular office hours? People could call that number?
Yeah. Somebody is there, yeah, from 8 to 4:30 Monday through Friday. You can walk into our office Monday through Thursday up till 6 o'clock.
Mm-hmm. And we want to once again go over the program Bundle Up Butler. Give us the details on that again, Gene, for folks who weren't with us when we started our conversation here.
Okay, Bundle Up Butler will occur next Tuesday, which is a week from today. It's Tuesday, October 29th, from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. It is coats for children and seniors. We do have adult coats for a $5 donation, and so if you come that day, we're going to make sure you get a coat. The way it works is you will come in, and we do have resources from the area coming to provide you with some of the resources that are available in our area. So there will be vendors there with resources also for you, but mainly it's to get you a winter coat.
And the hours again, Tuesday of next week, 1 week from today, 10 a.m. to 1 p.m.
Correct.
So you have a three-hour window there.
And it is at the Cubs Hall. We have lots of volunteers there to help you find the coat you need. So we will have you sign up with your sizes, and someone will be like a personal shopper to go along with you.
I was going to ask that because it can be rather complex if, you know, what size do you need? How do I find the right size? You know,
it'll all be by size and gender, and the volunteers will all be there the day before helping set up, so they will know where the sizes are and there to help you find that.
Free kids' coats. Free kids' coats on a first-come, first-serve basis, and a limited number of adult coats as well. For the adult coats, a $5 donation is asked. Bundle Up Butler. And once again, if folks in the closet somewhere or in a spare bedroom have a bunch of coats, there's still time they can donate, right?
They can, and you can even donate after the event. Mm-hmm. I mean, if you find some gently used winter coats, we don't want coats that we have to sew buttons on things like that. But if you have a gently used coat, we would be more than happy to pass that on to someone else to be able to use.
And where can they drop them off?
They can drop them off at Dollar Bank, which is up beside the Driver's License Center. I think that's Point Plaza.
It is, yeah.
On Newcastle Road. And then they can drop them off at Maurice's. And Maurice's is going to give you a 20% off certificate when you give them a coat to buy something at their store if you like. And it is located in Butler Crossings, there where Walmart and Target are.
Terrific. Hey, Gene, good to see you. Thanks for stopping by today.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Always a pleasure.
Program note, we have Penguin hockey tonight. The Penguins are in Florida. They play back-to-back games there, first in Miami tonight against the Florida Panthers. Tomorrow night they'll be in Tampa Bay to face the Lightning. And we'll have the games here on WISR. Airtime is 6:30 tonight for Penguin warm-up right here on WISR. I'm Dave Malarkey. Stay dry today if you can, and hope you can join us tomorrow for the Wednesday edition of It's Your Turn, 12:30 tomorrow afternoon.
Thanks for joining us for today's edition of It's Your Turn with Dave Malarkey here on WISR 680 AM. Today's broadcast is also archived for you online at WISR680.com. Tune in again next time for Dave Malarkey's It's Your Turn, weekdays from 1230 to 130, right here on WISR 680.
Catch a wave and you're sitting